You are now listening to KISS, the audio series. Mwah.
Hello? 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 Is anybody in here? Please, help me. Please.
I was really jonesing after that last kill. It had been over a year since I did anything like that, and shit, it felt good. I honestly don't even know what triggered it again. But once it happened, I knew I would be indulging more often. No matter where I went, that urge just resurfaced in a pit in my belly, and I knew it wouldn't be long before I found my next victim.
And gently release. Right hand down, left arm unwind. Out and up, breathe in. Exhale, release your hand. Tuck your toes, lift your hips, last down dog. Inhale, bend your knees. Look forward. Keep your eyes closed. Press up to a comfortable seated position. Take a moment to notice how you feel right now. What may have shifted or changed for you? Think about the things you can take with you from your practice into another aspect of your life. Palms together in front of your heart, gently bow your head. Namaste. Thanks, guys. That wraps up our session. Ladies, it really seems to be pouring down out there. Please be careful on the road. See you next Thursday.
Yoga rocked my world. I felt so damn good, relaxed. Not even the rain could bother me, or the fact that I didn't have my car since it was being serviced. I was determined to just chill out tonight. No stress, no worry, and no extracurricular activities. Lord knows I needed a break from my sneaky little nighttime gig. Putting nothing on my mood until... Hi, are you Khalid? My name is...
Uber already told you my name. Angela, right?
Yeah.
Yo, why you leaning in my window like a prostitute? You getting in or what?
See, motherfuckers always wanna try to come for me when I didn't find my zone. Nigga had no clue that I could easily slit his motherfucking... No. Let me just exhale. This little hood burger was not about to fuck up my night. I let it ride. Excuse me, sir. Hello? Sir!
How can I help?
Can you turn that down some? Actually, can you turn it off, please? I'm really not in the mood to hear all of that. Thanks.
Sound like you need your own car.
Excuse me? What was that?
Don't worry about it. Look, your destination is only 20 minutes away. So, how about I turn the music off and you drop the shit? Deal?
Perfect.
Chubby with the gut, I'm the man though. She a fan though, to her I'm like
Are
Rambo. I saw
sir,
your man ducking down a rat hole.
Coolio?
Y'all still letting wet. It's Carlito. What's up?
Okay, Conchito. Maybe I wasn't clear. So let's try this again. I don't want to hear anything. Not your radio, not your whack-ass freestyle. Matter of fact, I would prefer you not even breathe.
Yeah, okay, don't hold your motherfucking breath. I see your low-ass yoga mat all rolled up in the back. Shouldn't you be a little calm after yoga class, Miss Angela? You might need to get your money back. Shit ain't working out for you.
I was just fine until I met a disgruntled-ass Uber driver with subpar rapping abilities and tacky-tasting music.
Yeah. You give all your Uber drivers this much headache?
Listen, I don't want to talk. Just drive, please, Consuelo.
It's Carlito, dummy. Matter of fact, I don't even care no more. Call me whatever the fuck you want. Make a nigga want to smoke.
You can't be serious. A cigarette? Really? Do you know what smoking does to your body? Not to mention the secondhand smoke.
Man, you VA-holes are the truth. Uber don't pay me enough to deal with this shit. Look, this is my car. And in my car, I do things Carlito's way. So look, look to your left, look to your right. It's a door on both sides. All you gotta do is choose me.
VA-holes. You know, it's funny that you mention that. The last time someone said some shit like that to me, well, let's just say I silenced that fool. Take heed, sir.
Oh, so you like VA ninja killer, sniping ass motherfucker. What, you gonna kill me?
Trust me. That's a check I can write and cash. Motherfucker, you almost killed me. Are you fucking nuts?
Hey, you should have had on your seatbelt. Safety first.
You are insane.
Said the motherfucker who just threatened to kill me.
That wasn't a threat.
I see this shit. I've had some crazy ass passions before, but never no self-proclaimed killer. Alright, VA Ninja Killer, let's see what you got.
I ain't never met a man who asked me to kill him before. That shit kinda turned me on. He wasn't bad on the eyes either. In fact, he was quite perfect. Almond skin, chinky eyes, a low-cut Caesar in that beard. Oh my fucking God. That beard was gonna look perfect with my juices all up in it. I instantly got moist just thinking about having him face deep in my pussy. I know, I was supposed to be on my best behavior tonight, but I couldn't help myself. So what the hell? I climbed up to the front and playfully placed a kiss on his frontal lobe.
A kiss to the forehead? That's how I'ma die? I ain't playing, this better not be no spell neither. No voodoo shit. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa.
Shut your ass up. I'm not done. I straddled him in the driver's seat, and he didn't know what to do. I started kissing all over his ears and neck, and he was instantly like putty in my hand.
Girl, what you doing? You trying to get some shit started.
Get out of the car.
What?
I said, get out of the car.
All that mouth that Carlito had was long gone now. He thought I was crazy as hell, but I think that's what turned him on the most. He followed every instruction thoroughly. I pinned him up against the car and slowly started to unzip his jeans.
What you doing?
Carlito, please shut the fuck up.
Oh, now you know my name. Damn, killer. That mouth is definitely a lethal weapon. Fuck.
You like that?
Hell yeah, suck that dick.
I had him right where I wanted him. I slept all over that dick. And as I looked up, all I could see were the white of his eyes. He was enjoying every minute. I stood to my feet and pulled my yoga pants to my knees. I didn't wear any panties. So you already know it was on and popping, right?
Damn, girl, straight like that? You want it right here, right now?
I didn't say a word. I bent over and touched my toes. I was extra limber from yoga. I could hear him fidget around in his pocket. He pulled out a condom and quickly put it on.
Shut up. That's what you want, huh? That's why you got all that damn mouth. You need some dick, didn't you? Yeah.
Fuck me harder.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you gotta snap. Squeeze it tighter. Squeeze it tight.
Carlito finished in no time. Way too soon for my liking. What a pity. I did get my rocks off, though. And God knows I needed it. That note was so good, he could barely stand to his feet. He leaned up against the car, trying his best to recover.
Whew! Dang, girl. You know what? You may be on to something. It should be like a Uber sex app for us hardworking drivers. That way we can pull over and get some pussy. What you think?
First of all, I'm pretty sure that's called prostitution. And secondly, what about the female driver?
Hey, look, I ain't no hater. Everybody love pussy.
This nigga stupid. Just when I thought I could get a second use out of him, he went and said some dumbass shit. At this point, there was only one thing left to do. I watched as he leaned into the car to grab his cigarette.
Let me see. Hey, you want to make this like a weekly thing? I could pick you up from yoga class next Thursday. Shit, nigga, get used to this.
Of course I was ignoring him. I was daydreaming about how sexy he was gonna look as a corpse. I conveniently spotted a nice big rock on the side of the car and bent down to retrieve it. It was perfect. My Drexel didn't even have to come out and play. I was sick of this nigga. He had to go.
There they go. Ow! My head! What the fuck? Bitches, you crazy!
Where you going?
Ah! What the fuck is you doing?
You said you wanted to die, remember? I'm just keeping my word. Please put your hands down. Make this easy for me tonight, okay? Don't piss me the fuck off. I'm trying to stay in my zen.
Alright, listen. I was just playing, alright? Just please, take the call and go. We gotta act like this shit never happened.
Shut the fuck up. I hate a begging ass nigga. I'm gonna take the car and drive home in peace, just like I intended to do in the first place.
You really gonna kill me? You gonna give me some pussy and kill me? Don't do me like that, man. Please.
Motherfucker, I said shut up.
Ha ha ha.